Let's get to JMI Wealth. Andrew Kelleher is with us this morning. That wouldn't have happened at your place, I'm
no,
sure. When
no,
the results
well, I
came
remember.
In, there'd have been trumpets. There'd have been a parade.
I still remember getting the envelope. I've still got it somewhere, actually. You know,
really?
One of those things you kind of treasure for posterity. Yeah.
Well, you do. Mine went in the bin.
It was a long time ago.
Where are we at money-wise when it comes to... Come on, let's get sensible. Let's do some business.
Yep.
It comes to business and Brexit?
Brexit. Okay, so yesterday we talked about where share markets had been traveling over the last few weeks. We didn't really talk about why, so we'll try and do that this morning. But one of the big issues that gets, a significant or material event in the next 24 hours is Brexit, and you spoke about it a couple of minutes ago. So what's next? So the UK Parliament's going to vote on Prime Minister May's Brexit agreement. That's the agreement she's made with the EU. Now, this is an incredibly fluid situation, Tim, which on the one hand makes it fascinating, but it also creates enormous uncertainty. So the Brexit deal's going to Parliament. Common wisdom is it gets voted down. She doesn't even have the support of her own party. But it's just a question of how much or how big that vote is. But there are last-minute developments. Jean-Claude Juncker, he's the President of the European Commission. Donald Tusk, he's President of the European Council. They've sent letters to May and the British Parliament in the last 24 hours, giving reassurances over this Irish border backstop situation, one of the key contentious issues. Now, the feeling being fed into the media at the moment, and probably by Theresa May, is that if the deal is voted down, the most likely outcome is paralysis in the Parliament or no Brexit. But there are a whole range of possible outcomes to him over the next couple of days. We could get votes of no confidence in May. We could get a plan B. Parliament could search for a route to delay or extend that Article 50 deadline at the end of March. But the only constant here is uncertainty. Now, generally, uncertainty is anathema for financial markets. But, Tim, it's almost as if the financial markets have got Brexit fatigue. The FTSE 100 has been falling since the middle of last year, but it hasn't fallen any further than the US market. So the UK share market has not travelled any worse than other markets have. So what's generally agreed, though, Tim, is that the currency, the pound, that will act as the release valve. So it will absorb any of the negative sentiment. And remember, when we had something like the Greek crisis, they didn't have that because they were in the euro. But so the British economy has got the pound, which will act as the initial release valve, but it will be a fascinating next 24 hours.
All right. The market sell-off, what was behind that?
Yeah, so we didn't really talk about the why, so I'm going to very quickly, this is like speed economics. So the fairly obvious answer about this market sell-off was that the market had been going up for so long. So this is, and that markets hold some sort of validity. This is the sort of animal spirits argument. And if you're unfamiliar with that term, it gained some prominence back in the 30s. A guy called John Maynard Keynes, an economist, he used this to describe the collective human emotions that influenced decision making. So the animal spirits, they shifted in December. Basically, everybody, the sentiment went negative. But there were triggers. There's concerns about slowing global economic growth, and in particular, if we look at China, Europe, and the US, you could be forgiven for being a bit confused about this, though, because we look at the US and we're saying, well, there was fear of slowing growth, fear of recession, but they've got record unemployment, the consumer's in quite good shape, and those are very valid observations, and those will play out this year. But we are seeing slower growth in Europe, Brexit obviously not helping that issue, and China, well, we're definitely getting some slowing growth signals in China, and what's not helping there, this US-China trade dispute as well. So even overnight, share markets are down. Chinese import-export data was out. Exports fell the most in 2 years. They're down 4.5%. Imports down 7.6%. But what's going to become apparent over the next couple of weeks, Tim, is whether or not the data starts to support some of those fears. So we're going to get some US company earnings results, and we'll see from those whether or not the data suggests whether these fears are founded or not.
Great stuff. Quick blat through the key numbers.
23939 on the Dow Jones, that's lower. 2582 in the S&P 500, 6927 on the NASDAQ, they are all lower. FTSE 100, 6855, lower. The Nikkei, 20359. Shanghai Composite, 2535. The ASX 200, virtually unchanged yesterday, 5773. We gained 9 points on the NZX 50 yesterday, 8968 on the currencies against the US. 0.6827 against the Aussie, 0.9486, 0.5947 euro, 0.5302 pounds, 73.88 yen, gold 1290.6, and Brent crude trading on the money, $60 US.
Have a terrific day, Andrew Kelleher at jmiwealth.co.nz.